Propaganda Left Opinion Program. At 9 on Fight the Empire, Robert Perry is back to discuss how the Democrats have thrown in with neocons on the issue of Russia. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15 on Flashpoints, we'll hear from Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 on Between the Covers, we'll welcome author Melissa Phoebos and her novel Abandon Me, a story about how a woman's body and a body of literature hold memory. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
That is correct. It is 5:45 on Wednesday, which means it is once again time for News from the Boo, where we talk about items of interest here in the station and in the greater listening community. The last few News from the Boos have been outstanding. 2 weeks ago, we talked about archiving, which I find fascinating. And this week, we have something that might even be better in my book. And that is, we are going to be talking about sonic IDs. We're joined today by News Director Zelos Marchant and Station Manager Gil Cardone, who are going to be talking about what our initiative is regarding sonic IDs, what they are, what we're trying to accomplish with them, and where we are in the process. So, Gil and Zelos, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Hi,
all right,
everybody.
Yeah, so give us some background. Tell us, just in a nutshell, what's a sonic ID? Why is it important, or why is it interesting?
Sure. Sonic IDs are little tiny sound clips or vignettes that go before video or sound. In terms of broadcast, that allows us to have a fingerprint. That as we go national, people will be able to recognize that as KBOO. So right now we have a pretty basic handle of you're listening to KBOO Community Radio. So it could be something like that, but we're thinking even bigger and having composers come in and create a sound structure to go with that. It could be jingly, we don't know. We get a lot of requests from people nowadays to have our programs, whether it's our news and public affairs programs, our music programs, some of the syndicated stuff that we have, to be for them to use on the airwaves on the other side of the United States and beyond. And so we've just discovered that it's time now to actually have a branded sound that we can put with our content in a media kit, so that say when another program is playing it, that really signals this is a KBOO KBOO offering.
And has KBOO ever had anything like this before?
Not to my wisdom or knowledge. We've got lots of just different ways that each program, we have what feels like hundreds of programs, have a sound, and of course our handle, like I just spoke, the community radio one. But this is the first time we're actually commissioning artists to come in and create one that is unique to our station. And we've drafted that over a period of several meetings between op and staff and community to ask, is this really the right time? And it really is. We're getting ready to also have a lot of our news content be transcribed digitally, so that not only are you hearing what's going on, but you can also go to the website and see it, read it in real time. And that goes for a lot of other programs too. So, which leads into videos as well, like whether it's something promotional or a partnership or a sponsorship, we'll have something to go before, to play for like 3 seconds before a video happens. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Now, you said Zelos a branded sound, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what you said. And that sounds cool, because when you think sonic ID or you hear it, you're like, what's a sonic ID? And when you give an example, right, there's a lot of companies out there that are really especially in the branding these days, and you hear like NBC is like boom, 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 or
yeah,
right, McDonald's is like nah, 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 something.
Exactly.
Are those sonic
we
IDs?
About the, yeah, exactly. Like we were talking earlier, and I'm inviting our anchors to come in here and and orate their favorite ones. There was the public, was it the, what was it, affairs?
What was that, bro?
Morning Edition, that dun, 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 on NPR.
And on
then
NPR.
A Current Affair, which was just a spinning pyramid that went boing,
boing,
between every story, right. Which was fantastic.
Yes.
It totally caught your attention.
Yes.
It's,
well, yeah, decades
it's genius
later.
In its simplicity.
I think because it's hard to spell boing.
Boing.
But it's easier just to have the sound.
Right. Yeah, believe me, the Opti meeting was pretty awesome as we had a lot of these sound effects happen, like, you know, or do we want something in
everybody
a way like
that,
bing,
right?
Bing, 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 or whatever, you know. So it went from that to, okay, well, we don't want it to be too distracting, but we do, it actually needs to really grab the attention. It's also really complex for composers because they literally have like 3 seconds.
Yeah. You want to elicit a Pavlovian response where people just hear that brief snippet of sound and go, oh, it's that thing. It's that thing I want to listen to.
Right. We've decided so far we want it to be electronic, but we're not opposed to anything melodious. John Loomis is a Portland composer, and he's one of the two that are going to be working on that. He used to run the band Loomis, and they went platinum in, like, I think Norway for their heavy metal symphonic band. And then Joe Spencer of Motor Breath and like 5 other bands is also going to be working on that. They go back a long ways, so they both have a lot of experience performing, writing, working electronically, and working metallically if you count the bands that they've done. But they're really solid composers that can do anything from, you know, something atmospheric to really clear, like, harmonies. And so we've been in a lot of talks about that, you know, what kind of, you know, 2 or 3 chord progression could we do in like 3 to 6 seconds, and how would we pair that visually with something?
Yeah, what are the elements that make for a good sonic ID?
Oh, that is a really good question. That's like saying, how can you tell what music is good?
That's
and
true.
How do you tell when music sucks?
Or the old definition of obscenity, I know it when I see
it.
I think as far as like the internal KBU hive mind was concerned, we just didn't want it to be super cheesy or repetitive off of things that were already out there. We knew we wanted it to be electronic and melodious, and or just like a random sound, kind of like the ones we were just making earlier.
Well, you know, that's true. Years ago for the evening news, we used a spliced together version of The Revolution Will Not Be Televised as the intro and outro music, which was fantastic and totally memorable, but completely not our own work of art and not identified by most people as, oh, this is KBU. They were like, oh, that's Gil Scott's Heron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what brought us here today. We're like, this, we've done, and it's pretty common to do like splicing like that to inspire people, but actually having your own created sound is really something special, and something that we and the artists will own. We've toyed around with the idea of having the communities, you know, we thought about having a contest, but then didn't really want to have it be a contest. However, we're still thinking about opening up the finalized offerings to the KBU community to say, which ones do you like or what do you think, so that our people are involved in the process of that. This is really your station, and so we want you to like how it sounds, literally. So.
That's a great point. I was thinking that right now because, you know, other radio stations, let's say, they have a certain genre of music that they tend to play, whereas, you know, KBU being KBU is very diverse and very eclectic. So that's I think one of the challenges, right, is to how to decide, because you mentioned heavy metal before and then classical, which I think I heard there's a strong connection between.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
right?
Definitely a strong connection.
So you could do like, you know, something like that, a sonnet or a, you know.
Yeah.
In heavy metal guitar. I don't know.
I told one of the artists the other day, I was like, maybe you could just do a whammy bar. This is KBU Community Radio.
Just shred for 3 seconds.
I was like, they were like, I mean, they were up to the challenge.
We're done.
I mean, this
here
is really indicative of like what a professor would have you do in a music class. And they would be like, hey, you've got 3 measures, make a sound, make a melody, write something. So, you know, we've talked a lot about, joked a lot about how that's really tying back into their backgrounds of like, yeah, okay, you've got 3 seconds, go make an awesome little thing in like 3 seconds. And so there's been lots of, as you can guess, different sounds going back and forth via telephone of, what if it sounded like this, or here's the thing that I wrote in MIDI, how does that sound? Yeah, and there's going to be six of them for to go before or after various things. Like I was mentioning, like video for news or promotions or partnerships, you know, to like music shows, to, I mean, a variety of things, to press kits. I mentioned press kits when people are saying, hey, I really liked show X, Y, and Z. Can we play it here in Chicago? Can we play it here, you know, wherever? And we'd be going, great, here's the outline for using our content, and here's the sonic IDs that are required that you have to play before that, that tie back into our organization here. So, yeah.
So the artists are off and running.
They will be off and running in April.
So right now they're just kind of germinating.
Yeah, ideas. We tapped several on the shoulder and was like, who's available for this? Who's available for that? And then, you know, based on availability and just interest, narrowed it down to a couple. And so now it's just kind of like been preliminary, like here's our policies, here's our outlines, here's the time frame. The turnaround is about a month. We have an intern, Octavia, who is amazing and is helping us with the digital distribution nationally, that is sponsored in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So this has all been a really incredible plan put in motion, as we've gotten lots of requests to just increase our reach to do that and make it a memorable experience for everybody. So, yeah.
Are you going to come up with maybe two or three choices, four or five, and then vote on them? Or what do you think is going to be the process?
That's a really great question. So so far, we, as an operating team, we'll give the green light to the artists in April or before then. I'll probably be writing them in the next week or so and be like, so yeah, this is happening, green light. So now we've, you know, we're going beyond the whole think tank process and making it a real deal. And I'm project managing that, and they will have probably about a couple weeks to come up with a zero draft or, you know, drafts for that. And in between, they're welcome to keep in contact with me and the rest of the team. And of course, I'll be like going around the station asking for feedback and going into meetings, going, this is what we've got, you know, and then relaying that back to the artists and, you know, have a deadline of probably like the last week in April for final comments. And like I said, we were throwing around the idea of just saying, hey, KBOO community, these are the final things. What do you think? You know, as we're tweaking it, you know, down to the wire. I definitely want to make sure that like the play-by-play is on our site. Like, I think that would be really cool. I'm planning on having video of like, you know, and sound clips of what the artists are coming up with, so people can be a part of the awesomeness of making funny sounds. I just find that just like utterly human, utterly a living creature thing. So
when you're describing the project to the artist, did you give them instructions like try to do something that evokes KBOO, or did you say try to make something that's really memorable that people will then associate with KBOO?
That's a really great question. It was really tempting because I'm kind of a punk to be like, could you just make it sound like a rhinoceros and then like throw in some guitar and then like boom and whatever.
Yeah, why not? Some like, nature sounds.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. There's a minute where I was like, I have the ultimate power to direct what kind of sounds. But I would, you know, then my conscience snuck in. But I told them, you know, they're both familiar with the station, and I've worked with them before, and so I didn't say, you know, study up on KBOO, and I'm here as a point person. You know, I even offered to like go through some archives with them, which we'll probably do. I'll probably have two or three meetings where I'm meeting with them, and like, and Caden Schlesinger we've been kind of digging a couple of times for just notable sounds that we have in our listening library that will inspire the artists for like the culture that has been KBOO. It's also just super special because we're going to be celebrating our 50th next year, and so it just seems like this magical moment. We're like, this is it. We're really putting the gold stamp on this one, and we're gonna make some awesome sounds. So yeah, definitely giving them guidance as that, you know, we don't want it to be profane, don't want it to be too silly. No animal noises. That did come up. No animal noises. Although, like, I don't know. I think some of our new segments could use more animal noises. I actually
had Kanan can do an Ewok sound. I heard
Kanan can do almost any impression. Okay. Like, cool. It's distracting sometimes. It's been really good. So I don't know, maybe a I don't know if giraffes make noises or something might make it onto one, you know, but we also want to make them open-ended so that, and that's another reason why for them to be short is that if anybody wants to add a personalized touch due to a program on the end of that, it's not going to take up too much time at all. So
it won't just be someone yelling boo. Or maybe it will be.
Maybe for Halloween. We are doing that April Fool's thing. That's, I probably shouldn't say that now. I just gave a spoiler alert.
No, yeah. I don't know.
I'm not going to say anything now. I'm good. Sorry, listeners.
All right, so we just have about a minute left. So quickly run down, what is our timeline towards getting these artist creations in that where people can take a listen to them?
Okay, well, I'll be telling, like I said, the artists to get started in April, and we'll just be posting relevant content as it happens. I can't, unfortunately, tell the artists, do you have that amazing thing? I need it by 3 p.m. on Wednesday or else. But, you know, as we're reaching milestones and they have ahas, I'll be sure to make sure that content is somewhere for KB listeners to weigh in on.
We are totally looking forward to it. This is, yay! I mean, it's really cool, and it's something that, you know, all these years I've never really given any thought to, but as soon as I saw you mention it in an email a few days ago, I thought, oh yeah,
so
this, why have we not had this? This is a great idea.
That's great. Yay.
Well, Gil and Zales, thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to hearing how this progresses, and we certainly look forward to hearing what the final product sounds like.
Yay. Us too.
Thank you very much, everyone. We will join you again next week. Have a great rest of your week.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Gaining Ground, a documentary film by Elaine Velasquez and Barbara Bernstein. The screening is Thursday, March 30th at 7 p.m. at the Northwest Film Center. Gaining Ground is a film about growing food, empowering communities, and changing lives. It also addresses the negative impacts of industrial agriculture and genetically modified foods. It is an intimate view of rural and urban farmers embracing challenges. Again, that's Gaining Ground, Thursday, March 30th at 7 p.m. at the Northwest Film Center, Witzel Auditorium in the Portland Art Museum, 934 Southwest Salmon Street in Portland.